Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is John Stallion.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
Good afternoon once again, and welcome to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. So happy to be here on this Thursday. Just a reminder that you are listening to us on Home of Southern Sports, WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key. I am on right after Rod Peterson. I had him on the show earlier this week. He's going to be in Vegas for the Super Bowl. And then I am on right before Braves Country Radio with Mac McGee in the Armchair Quarterbacks. Such a great lineup. And I actually had a GIF that I created. It was kind of funny, but in 2011, Vince Young for the Philadelphia Eagles took the podium and just shouted two words, Dream Team. Well, it didn't work out for the 2011 Philadelphia Eagles. But I do think that that sports lineup from 12 to 5 is a dream team, and I am honored to be a part of it. We've got a great show for you. I'm not going to have a guest today. I'm going to save the guest for tomorrow because I'm going to have the Columbus State head basketball coach, Coach Robert Moore, and the Columbus State girls head basketball coach, Coach Matt Hauser, on the show tomorrow as they are just getting back from a road trip up in Bluffton, South Carolina. I'll talk about the games that happened last night. Georgia was in action against Alabama in college basketball. Auburn, they defeated Vanderbilt. And we do have some NFL news as well. We got some coaching hires. And so sit back, enjoy the show. This is going to be the greatest hour of sports talk radio in your life. Well, not really, but I do love talking about sports, and I'm glad that I'm able to have sports with you. So, Thrift Behringer and I did the Georgia-Alabama Sports Live show last night. Every now and then, I'll air a portion of that here on my show because I do have an hour, but I'm not going to do that. I'm actually going to take the full hour here talking about sports. Normally, that's what I do on Fridays. But it was such an incredible show. We had Bobby Z on. Now, he was a host of a radio show from 2010 to 2016 in Columbus called The Press Box with Bobby Z and Friends. This was a groundbreaking show. We had callers call in. It was more of a national show because he catered to the audience at Fort Moore. And I actually did not know about this show when I moved to Columbus in 2015. Now, my history with sports talk radio, I moved to Atlanta in 2006. I applied at stations like 680 The Fan, 790 The Zone. 2012 is when 92.9 The Game came on the scene in Atlanta, and it was the first time that we had a 24-hour all-local sports talk radio show in Atlanta. I've met Randy Cross. I met Kristen Ledlow back in 2014. In 2019, I met Dukes and Bell. And I kind of put a bug in everybody's ear that I was interested in doing sports broadcasting, but never was fully committed until 2020. So yesterday was my four-year anniversary of doing my podcast. The first episode of The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge aired January 31st, 2020. By the way, it is February 1st today, just in case you're wondering. And I actually started reflecting back on the journey, on how I got here. Because it wasn't easy. In the beginning of the podcast, I did not have very long episodes. maybe 15 to 20 minutes. But the journey has been incredible. I'm on episode 783. And as I push to 800, I plan on having some more shows next week. Some great guests lined up for next week. You got to stay tuned. You also got to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts. Because I do have bonus content on there. Not all my shows get aired to Facebook Live. But I do have shows where it's audio only. So you might want to check that out. All right, let's go ahead and dive right into the show. I am going to start with high school basketball. Because how about those Glenwood Lady Gators and Gators? Well, we knew that Glenwood Lady Gators were going to beat Macon East. They punched their ticket to the region championship against Lee Scott Academy. But how about those Gators? They knock off the number one seed, Springwood, and they will advance to the championship. It was an incredible game. Remember, Springwood beat them twice in the regular season. Glenwood gets the 58-55 victory. Swag, also known as Jadarian Holloway, the talented freshman point guard. He had two clutch foul shots, and Glenwood is going to the region championship where they will take on Lee Scott Academy, their longtime rival. Three times a charm, huh? Well, the Lady Gators are going to be facing Lee Scott for the fourth time. Because remember, they met in the championship game of the Border Wars. And yes, we will be live streaming that game on Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. You don't want to miss it. It is going to be an incredible atmosphere on the campus of Macon East and Cecil, Alabama, just outside of Montgomery. And Georgia-Alabama Sports Live will be there. We've got a jam-packed action of high school basketball tomorrow as Thrip Berger will be on the campus of Pacelli for Heritage. Shout out to my Noonan audience, the Heritage Hawks. They are playing St. Ann Pacelli. And on tomorrow's show, I'm going to run down all of the basketball games in and around the Chattahoochee Valley as we wrap up the regular season in high school basketball. High school baseball is just around the corner, and I love baseball so much. I'm going to be talking about high school baseball here on this show. A couple teams I want to give a shout-out to. I don't cover middle school basketball that much, but because Georgia-Alabama Sports Live is going to be live streaming the middle school semifinals and championship games next week, we had an incredible battle between Richards and Aaron Cohn on the campus of Hardaway High School. Packed house. Richards wins both games. Aaron Cohn was undefeated on the girls and the boys' side, and Richards does get the win, but I expect Richards and Aaron Cohn to meet in the championship. If it was anything like last year's championship, we are going to be in for a treat. A big shout out to Dr. Stephon Lawrence, the former Columbus State basketball player who is the principal at Aaron Cohn. I always try to give him a shout out on the broadcast or definitely on this show. He loves basketball. I'm proud of Aaron Cohn for winning the championship last year, going undefeated into this game against Richards. And I'm really looking forward to the rematch. I expect Richards and Aaron Cohn to be in the middle school championship if it was anything like last year. So a big shout out to Dr. Lawrence. And I'm excited. I can't believe I missed the championship last year, obviously because I had military obligations. So last night in college basketball, Georgia was taking on Alabama in an SEC battle. Alabama, record-wise, had the best record in the SEC. Georgia had the lead for most of this first half, but Alabama just pulled away. 58 points in the second half after being trailed 41-27 in that first half. Mark Sears with the comeback, and the 24th-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide get a huge victory. I mean, they beat Auburn at home. They beat LSU, and now they've beaten Georgia. And Alabama, right now, they stand at 7-1 in the Southeastern Conference. Meanwhile, South Carolina, how about those South Carolina Gamecocks? I think they are going to be a tournament team. They are in second place in the SEC. This is an incredible atmosphere. After knocking off Tennessee, the South Carolina Gamecocks look like they are going to make the NCAA tournament. And that's who Georgia plays next. That's going to be at Stegman Coliseum. Georgia can really make a statement if they can knock off the South Carolina Gamecocks. And I still think that the Georgia Bulldogs are a tournament team, but you look at the schedule. You got to beat LSU. You got to beat Vanderbilt. You got to beat Arkansas. You have got to at least get to 18, 19 wins to be even considered as a possible bubble team. And you got to hope for the other teams to falter. You had Florida in overtime getting a big win over Kentucky 94-91. This was at Rupp Arena. I remember in the early 2000s where this was the matchup. Florida used to be an incredible basketball powerhouse under Billy Donovan. The back-to-back national championships in 06 and 07. The Florida Gators, don't know if they're quite back to that level, but I think that they're now a tournament team. You knock off a top 10 team in a conference play, you are a tournament team, and the Florida Gators getting a big win. Auburn, able to get the win over Vanderbilt, no problem, 81-54. And Auburn snaps a two-game losing streak in SEC play. And I think that the Auburn Tigers, hovering over at that number four, number three seed, I hope they don't drop to a number five seed because that might be problematic. They will host Alabama next Wednesday on ESPN2. Tough one this weekend on the road against Ole Miss, another bubble team. But Saturday, February the 17th, get ready because Kentucky is coming to Neville Arena and that ticket is going to be so pricey. I remember a couple of years ago, fans just lined up waiting for tickets. Remember, these two teams met in the Elite Eight in 2019. I love SEC basketball. And as the college basketball season starts winding down, we got about a month left as we get ready for conference tournaments, Selection Sunday. And I know the sports world cares about college basketball in March. I do. But I'm talking college basketball on this show in November. So if you want to win your bracket for your office pool, this is the show to listen to because I talk college basketball. Some of the other college basketball action last night, top 25, Purdue getting the overtime win over Northwestern, 105-96. UConn, no problem over Providence, 74-65. And Thrift Behringer said that UConn might go back-to-back. You know, UConn does have five national titles, but they have never gone back-to-back. That would be quite the accomplishment. And I want to see UConn just get a deserving national championship because I kind of feel like they have backdoored their way into some national championships. They've caught some breaks. You look at their five national championships, they had to play San Diego State last year. Clearly, they were a huge favorite. They had to play Butler. And then they had to play a Cinderella Georgia Tech team in 2004. I mean, some of their national championships have been pretty lucky. What about playing a number 8 seed Kentucky that was just happy to be there? I mean, come on. There were some national championships in there that they had the hot player. Like Jordan Hawkins last year, Shabazz Napier, Kemba Walker. When you get the hot player that just there's no stopping them, then it is hard to contain. All right, so I'm going to switch over from men's college basketball to women's college basketball. I don't talk a whole lot about women's college basketball here on the show, but Caitlin Clark, the number 2 all-time leading scorer in NCAA history, right behind Kelsey Plum. Caitlin Clark is must-see TV. Iowa Hawkeyes, third in the nation. And you think of Iowa, you think of tight end. You think of Kirk Ferentz, you think of the longest-running tenured coach in college football. You also got to think of girls' basketball. And I know they lost in the championship to LSU last year. The whole beef with Angel Reese, the you-can't-see-me gesture. And Iowa got the big upset over South Carolina. I want to see Iowa, South Carolina, LSU, UConn, Stanford. I want to see all these teams battle it out for supremacy in women's college basketball. Because I think women's college basketball, is more popular than ever in this country. And mainly, it's because of Caitlin Clark. She just passed Jackie Stiles and Kelsey Mitchell. Kelsey Plum, who is a two-time WNBA champion, probably one of the greatest college basketball players ever. Caitlin Clark is in the sights of Kelsey Plum. All right, it's time to take our first break. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about the NBA. I'm going to talk about Columbus State basketball, and I'm going to have my early Super Bowl preview. You might want to check that out. It's the Sports Beat with Richard Holders, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live, and we'll be right back.
Yeah! Stick around.
Active Pest Control offers the best services and prices to protect your home, offering both monthly and quarterly pest control services, plus specific services like bed bug, German roach, and flea control. Even if you can't see them, insects are all around you 24/7. Active Pest Control wants to be the first line of defense. Active Pest Control, repair, bond, best termite coverage around. Active Pest Control, 34 Jefferson Street, Newnan, 770-954-9941.
It's the best in sports and entertainment, and get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Fridays right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in each Sunday morning right here on WQEE 99.1 FM for The Key for Help from a High with Bishop Daniel Hardaway Sr. of Redemptive Life Worship Center at 9 a.m. Hear the Word of God and soak it in. You can join us for our live Sunday service at 10 o'clock a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at Redemptive Life Worship Center at 2265 Highway 54 in Marlin, Georgia. Have a blessed week.
We are back here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You know, I am so excited that I get to do these shows leading up to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 58 on Sunday. It is a rematch of Super Bowl 54. It's the San Francisco 49ers taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's going to feel like deja vu because the 49ers are going to wear their white uniforms. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to wear their red uniforms, just like Super Bowl 54, where the Kansas City Chiefs beat the 49ers 31-20. I remember this Super Bowl like it was yesterday because the 49ers had a 20-10 lead. And when I look at what Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch has built since they took over as general manager and head coach in 2017, I admit it was a little rocky in that first year as the 49ers lost their first eight games, but they were able to get Jimmy Garoppolo midseason. He rattles off five straight wins, and the 49ers finished the season with a 6-10 record. Now, 2018 was a disaster. Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt in the second game of the season. And then in 2019, the 49ers got the luck of the draw because they drafted with the second overall pick, Nick Bosa, when the Cardinals ended up taking Kyler Murray. Nick Bosa was the best player available that year. They got a gem in the second round with Deebo Samuel. They got Dre Greenlaw in the fifth round. Are you kidding me? And then the San Francisco 49ers rode all that momentum. They had the number one overall seed. They just ransacked through the Vikings and the Packers to make it to the Super Bowl. It was quite an accomplishment to make it back to the Super Bowl 7 years later with a new general manager, a new head coach, and majority, and I'm talking the entire team, of brand new players. The only two players that were on that Super Bowl with Jim Harbaugh back in 2013 was Joe Staley and Garrett Celek. And that was it. The writing was written on the wall. I thought the 49ers were going to win that Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. But after that heartbreaking loss, I thought to myself, you know, the 49ers have sustained something great. Now, Joe Staley was getting ready to retire. I mean, some of the pieces have gone on. I mean, they had K'Wan Williams on the team. He's no longer on the team. They had DeForest Buckner, DJ Jones. They had Richard Sherman. It's a much different team. Even though there's 10 players from that team in 2020 that's playing in the Super Bowl this year, the 49ers had to build something special, and they did. Okay, 2020 was a disaster of a year. That was the COVID year. That was when Nick Bosa got hurt. Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. Kyle Shanahan was trying to utilize a Nick Mullins quarterback that just really couldn't get the job done. I mean, Nick Mullins had a great game back in 2018 when he was filling in for Jimmy Garoppolo, but he truly was not the same quarterback as Jimmy Garoppolo was. If Jimmy Garoppolo was healthy, I think that Jimmy Garoppolo stays on the 49ers, and the 49ers don't trade 3 first-round picks to get Trey Lance. All right, let's fast forward to 2021 because they had a pretty good draft in 2021. They had to get rid of some of the players like Mike McClinchy, a right tackle. They shipped him off to Denver. They end up drafting his replacement, Colton McKivitz. Drafting Juwan Jennings in the 2020 draft to replace Kendrick Bourne. Drafting Colton McKivitz in the 2020 draft to replace Mike McClinchy. And drafting Brandon Ayuk in that 2020 draft to replace Emmanuel Sanders, which at the time, in 2019, I thought that getting a complimentary wide receiver to Deebo Samuel, because clearly he was the number one receiver, they gave up way too much, and he only spent one season with the 49ers. They gave up a second and a third round pick for Emmanuel Sanders, because I remember he was playing for the Broncos. He wanted to play for a contender, and in that Super Bowl, oh, how so close. Jimmy Garoppolo, if he just would have landed it in the breadbasket, the 49ers were down 24-20. They could have taken the 27-24 lead with about a minute to go, and who knows what could have happened. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has came back off 13 seconds. I mean, we don't know what could have happened, but it's a big what if. And yeah, it was great to see Brandon Ayuk just flourish as a Pro Bowl receiver this year. Yes, he should have made the Pro Bowl. And the 49ers have great weapons. I'm going to stack both teams. And when it comes to the wide receivers, it's not even close. The 49ers have the best wide receiver core here in the Super Bowl. And I will break down, like, who has the edge on what position. But, you know, we got a whole week to talk about the Super Bowl. All right, 2021, they draft Aaron Banks. Very good guard that's right alongside Trent Williams. I think the Trent Williams signing was huge in 2021. And then drafting Talona Hufanga, who's unfortunately got a torn ACL, but he was an all-pro safety. I like the fact that you have a guy like Logan Ryan who has Super Bowl experience, and drafting Jair Brown when they had no picks in last year's draft. Jair Brown was a compensatory pick, and they picked him up. And really, the reason why they got here is because of Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, drafting him in the 2022 NFL draft, the last pick, and then trading for Christian McCaffrey. What a steal. And remember when a lot of sports writers and people in the media said that the 49ers gave up too much to get Christian McCaffrey? Well, it's kind of working out great for the 49ers. Now for the Kansas City Chiefs, who are the team of the 2020s, the dynasty. They traded up to get Patrick Mahomes. Now, Andy Reid was a very good regular season coach with Alex Smith. They had some great players, but the Kansas City Chiefs would suffer these heartbreaking losses in the playoffs. The comeback win by Andrew Luck and the Colts, a devastating loss in the wild card round, losing to the Tennessee Titans. Marcus Mariota beat the Kansas City Chiefs 22-21. And then in Patrick Mahomes' first year as a starter, Dee Ford lines offsides, and the Chiefs lose to the Patriots in the AFC Championship. That was the first of their conference championships. And then we know how great the Kansas City Chiefs were winning that first Super Bowl. The second Super Bowl, their offensive line was depleted. They get blown out by Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in that Super Bowl. The following year, 2021, Joe Burrow outduels Patrick Mahomes, and the Bengals make it to the Super Bowl. And then the Chiefs come back, make it to the Super Bowl in 2022 because Patrick Mahomes, hobbling on one leg, was able to outdo Joe Burrow. And so I've been intrigued by just the growth and the resilience of Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And by far, this is the worst receiving core that I have seen for the Kansas City Chiefs. And they didn't really have a great regular season record, but they're here. They're here because they have Patrick Mahomes, which is the greatest quarterback right now playing in the game. And I do believe that Patrick Mahomes is going to eclipse the GOAT, and he is going to get more Super Bowls than Tom Brady. Right now, Tom Brady's got 7 Super Bowls. But I also do think that the quarterback competition is going to be really challenging next year, especially Justin Herbert now has Jim Harbaugh. Joe Burrow's going to be back from injury. Josh Allen has got to catch some breaks. And I think Lamar Jackson learned his lesson from the AFC Championship. It's going to be a great Super Bowl. The 49ers are installed as a 2-point favorite. And I will have plenty of time to talk about this Super Bowl as it's coming up in approximately a week and a couple of days. Don't forget, next week on the Georgia-Alabama Sports Live Show, remember, Thrip Barringer and I do 2 shows a week. We plan on having DJ Jones of Sports Visions. Remember, he played in a Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos in 1987, and that Super Bowl experience really has been cherished, and I really did not get an opportunity. I wasn't in the media in 2019. I didn't get an opportunity to be part of Radio Row or part of the media when the Super Bowl was here in Atlanta. And even as a fan, I didn't even bother going down there because the traffic in Atlanta was so bad that it really wasn't worth my time. I know it sounds crazy, but hopefully the Super Bowl will be in Atlanta again. And I would love to be part of that experience as a member of the media and a part of Radio Row, because that is just a lifetime experience if you are a member of the media. All right, locally here to Columbus, the Columbus State Cougars, they fell to South Carolina Beaufort Wednesday night, 123-118 in quadruple overtime. This was Columbus State's 4th consecutive loss. They go to 9-9 overall, 3-6 in the Peach Belt. They did trail big over the Sand Sharks, 45-31, but they were able to come back and send it to overtime, and then it was just going back and forth. The Columbus State Cougars were led by Wisdom Yubo with 27 points. Marquise Davidson also chipped in with 21 points and grabbed 9 rebounds. And the Cougars will be on the road again this Saturday. Tip off at 3:30 at Augusta University, taking on the Jaguars. Meanwhile, the Columbus State Lady Cougars get the big victory over South Carolina Beaufort in Bluffton. I know that's on the way to Hilton Head because we take that trip every year, and so I know exactly where Bluffton is. They get the 73-66 victory over the Lady Sand Sharks, and they are now 10-7 overall, 6-3 in the Peach Belt. South Carolina Beaufort falls to 5-12 overall, 1-8 in the Peach Belt. Have yourself a night. Latiya Reeves dropped a career-high 39 points, 60% from the field. Great job by Latiya. And the Columbus State Lady Cougars, they will be playing the Lady Jaguars of Augusta University this Saturday, tip-off at 1. NBA tonight, we've got some pretty intriguing games. Starting on TNT, you got the Lakers and the Celtics. The Lakers are trying to bounce back from that loss to the Atlanta Hawks on Tuesday night. They were playing without AD. but they're trying to bounce back and try to get a win at the Garden, as the Boston Celtics have the best record in the NBA. And I still think that Milwaukee is one of the teams to beat in the Eastern Conference, but they suffered a heartbreaking loss last night to Portland as Damian Lillard was welcomed back to Rip City. It was a bittersweet moment for Damian Lillard. Anthony Simmons led the way for the Portland Trailblazers with 24 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 27 points for the Milwaukee Bucks. And speaking of which, the Phoenix Suns, they defeated the Brooklyn Nets 136-120 as Kevin Durant scored 33 points in his Brooklyn return. And they tried to do a tribute for Kevin Durant, and it wasn't very good. And that's not what KD wanted. And that experiment to get the big three, KD, Kyrie, and James Harden in Brooklyn, it completely failed, and it just fell flat on their faces. And that was the biggest bust when it comes to trying to build a super team to win a championship in NBA history. And I think that Phoenix is on the right track. You got the Timberwolves beating the Mavericks last night. You had the Thunder beating the Nuggets. So right now, if you look at the Western Conference, Minnesota's got a game up on OKC. I said on the show yesterday, on the Georgia Alabama Sports Live show, that it would be nice to see either Minnesota or OKC win a championship. We've seen it before with up-and-coming teams. Just look at the Golden State Warriors in 2015. They later became a dynasty. But are you a fan of just the same old teams winning championships like the Miami Heat, the Lakers, the Spurs, the Warriors? Or do you like seeing new and exciting teams like the Dallas Mavericks in 2011 come out of nowhere and win a championship, or the Toronto Raptors in 2019 winning a championship, or even last year the Denver Nuggets winning a championship, even though I think that is going to be sustainable? I think that they can win multiple championships. But as a fan of the NBA, I like seeing these surprising teams just come out of nowhere. And I'm a fan of the Minnesota Timberwolves. I love what they are doing. I think that they've got not only two superstars in Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards, they got a deep bench as well. You got a defensive specialist in Jaden McDaniels. You got Rudy Gobert, who's your rim protector. Mike Conley Jr. is the leader at point guard. And I'm excited about what Minnesota's doing. And I hope they could do well in the playoffs. They made it to the Western Conference Finals in 2004 with Kevin Garnett, but before that, it was a bunch of first-round playoff exits. And I do have some fans that live up in Minnesota that are big Minnesota Timberwolves fans. OKC's a different story. I mean, this was a team that should have won a title in 2012 with KD, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden. But they failed to do so, and they had some growing pains. They tried to acquire Paul George. That experiment didn't work out. They kind of fell on some hard times, but they have an incredible player who's one of the best players in the NBA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And then getting Chet Holmgren, feeling like they get another rookie this year, even though he missed the entire season last year, just having those two players, it's really given OKC a spark, and that's why they're one of the top teams in the Western Conference. Some of the other games tonight include the Pacers taking on the Knicks. That's going to be a fun game. The Pacers have found a new sign of life, getting Pascal Siakam before the trade deadline. Remember, the trade deadline's February the 8th. We still might have some teams making moves. 76ers taking on the Jazz later tonight, 10 o'clock. On TNT. Hey, the Phoenix Suns are coming to State Farm Arena this Friday. This is going to be big. If you like superstars and you're in the ATL, you can see Kevin Durant come to Atlanta, the only time you're going to see him this year, along with Devin Booker and Bradley Beal. The Atlanta Hawks are really just trying to gain some momentum and sneak into the play-in game, but they are doing well, two-game win streak, although I feel that some of those losses they had should have became wins. And it was great having DeAndre Hunter back in the lineup, but hopefully he can get into the starting lineup, get some more minutes, get some energy underneath his legs, because he is their specialist, their defensive stopper. He is what I was hoping the Hawks would get in Torian Prince, but Torian Prince was an absolute misfire, and now he's playing for the Lakers and not really doing much for the Lakers. And I love what Jalen Johnson is doing. I want to see more out of Onyeka Okongwu, and I want to see more out of AJ Griffin. He got a lot of minutes last year, and he doesn't play that much for the Atlanta Hawks. And then Kobe Bufkin, the rookie, he scored 43 points in the G League the other night. And I actually want to see Kobe Bufkin get some valuable minutes and maybe get a spark for the Atlanta Hawks, and they could start going on a run and get into the play-in game and get into the playoffs once again. But are they still going to make a move at the trade deadline? Because the Hawks team is trying to win a championship. Is making it into the playoffs good enough for the Atlanta Hawks? Anyway, time will tell. All right, we're going to take one more final break, and then we are going to close out this show. You are listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live here on WQEE. We'll be right back.
Wishbone Fried Chicken is back in a brand new location, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan. Same great taste, the best chicken around, fish dinners. Open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dine in, take out. It's Wishbone Fried Chicken, right next door to their former location, bringing you the best chicken around. So great. Wishbone Fried Chicken, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A, here in Noonan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, sports fans. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time. WQEE. Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. One final segment before I get you out of here. The Seattle Seahawks have a brand new head coach. It's Michael McDonald. And no, I'm not talking about the background singer. I'm talking about the defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. Once again, another defensive coach. He's a young coach. He's also only 36 years old. He is going to be there for years to come, establishing that culture once again that Pete Carroll laid the foundation for the Legion of Boom. I think that Seattle is going to have that mindset. I still am a believer in Geno Smith. I think that Geno is a good quarterback, but they just missed that Russell Wilson magic. I think that Russell Wilson, which, by the way, it's not a foregone conclusion, he's coming back to the Broncos in 2024. What if Russell Wilson comes back to the Seattle Seahawks? Could it work? As a 49ers fan, I would not want to see that because Russell Wilson has ripped the heart out of my chest many times, especially in the early 2010s. So now that leaves one head coaching position open, and that is the Washington Commanders, who, by the way, have the second overall pick in the upcoming NFL draft. I thought they were going to get Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson pulled a Josh McDaniel, and he said thanks, but no thanks. He wants to stay as the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. A smart move because I think the Lions are on the upswing. But I also think that the Washington Commanders do have some issues, even though they have a new ownership group. Right now, they don't have a quarterback. Say what you want about Sam Howell, whether or not he's the guy. They need to go get a quarterback. They do have some pretty good pieces
around Sam Howell on offense and also on defense, although trading away a lot of their defensive stars really was just a rebuilding mechanism for the Washington Commanders. They might promote offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. I think that that should be the move, to let Eric Bieniemy just be the head coach. I think that Eric Bieniemy is more deserving of a head coaching position than anybody I can think of. He has been the hot coordinator under Andy Reid for years with the Kansas City Chiefs, and he should have got a head coaching job. He wanted to prove himself by being the offensive coordinator with Washington, and now he's got an opportunity to maybe be the head coach at Washington. The Tennessee Volunteers are in some hot water as they are under investigation for an NIL deal for their five-star quarterback, Nico Amavela. But this was when he was in high school. And the only thing I have to say to this is, come on. What are you trying to do here? This is looking like a slap on the wrist. And Florida State and Florida are in some hot water as well. NIL exists in today's college football. And you're just trying to dig up dirt in the past. And I think that Tennessee will be able to overcome these allegations. But, you know, when we first saw the headlines, major allegations at Tennessee, I'm thinking, what? No. They're going to be able to overcome this. I think that Josh Heupel, even if he gets suspended like Jim Harbaugh was at Michigan, I think that Tennessee will be fine. Because I do believe in Josh Heupel and what he is accomplishing at Tennessee, establishing the culture. And hopefully Tennessee will be able to not get hit hard with sanctions from the NCAA, which seems like a dinosaur when it comes to a governing body. All right, it is time on the show. I like to have a new segment that I would like to call Community Calendar. A lot of local sports talk radio stations have a community calendar, which they have up-and-coming events. I like to keep the public informed, and here are some of the upcoming events that are happening around Columbus. You got the NFCA Leadoff Classic on February 16th through the 18th at the South Commons Softball Complex. These are just incredible NAIA schools. I took investing interest in this 2 years ago because my alma mater, Freed Hardeman University, was playing in it. They weren't playing in it last year, but guess what? They are playing in it this year, and I'm trying to get press credentials so I can cover this event. They also have the NFCA Leadoff Classic for Division III NCAA March the 1st through the 3rd at the South Commons Softball Complex. For more information, email Columbus Sports Council at columbusga.org. The 68th Annual Georgia Sports Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony will be held on February the 23rd. That is going to be at the Georgia Sports Hall of Fame in Macon, in the historic Macon City Auditorium. The inductees for the 2024 class include former NBA player of the Vancouver Grizzlies, Atlanta Hawks, and Sacramento Kings, Sharif Abdul-Rahim, who had an incredible basketball career in Georgia, won a state title with Joseph Wheeler in 1994, went off to play at Cal for one season, and it was drafted by the Vancouver Grizzlies, averaged 20 points a game in the NBA, just a great overall player. Congratulations to Sharif Abdul-Rahim. Eric Berry, a hard-hitting safety for the Kansas City Chiefs that played at Westlake. He went on to play at Tennessee. He was one of the top safeties ever to come out of the state of Georgia. Chris Carpenter, the former St. Louis Cardinals pitcher. Thomas Davis, the former linebacker for the Carolina Panthers. Claude Felton, who's been a staple at Georgia, who just recently retired. Paul Johnson, the famous Georgia Tech head coach with the triple option. Brian McCann, I mean, we all know about his career in Atlanta, a great catcher that also went on to win a World Series with the Houston Astros. And then Wendy Prousa, who is just a staple in female athletics. The induction weekend will begin with our annual Burgess Pigment Golf Classic on Friday. So Friday, February 23rd, I want to try to make it to that. And then the next day, 10 o'clock in the morning at the Columbus Convention Trade Center, we have got the Chattahoochee Valley Sports Hall of Fame inductee class for the 2024 class. It includes the former Carver head football coach Del McGee, who won a state title in 2007, the current Glenwood Gators head coach Dusty Perdue. Right now his teams are going to be in the region tournament tomorrow. We have James Monk Johnson, the former Spencer Green Wave that also played for the San Francisco 49ers. We have Tommy Mack Chambers, and then Mason Lampton, who founded the Steeplechase at Callaway Gardens. Congratulations to the 2024 class, and looking forward to the ceremony. The NBA All-Star Reserves will be announced today, sometime during the Lakers-Celtics game on TNT. The starters were announced a couple of weeks ago. No surprise that LeBron is the captain, making his league record 20th All-Star appearance. Giannis is going to be the captain for the East. Starters joining LeBron in the West include Luka Doncic, Kevin Durant, Nikola Jokic, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. For the East, joining Giannis is Tyrese Halliburton, the point guard for the Pacers, Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics, Joel Embiid, who got injured. I don't know if somebody's going to replace him in the starting lineup, and Milwaukee Bucks guard Damian Lillard. Surprising that the Bucks got two starters to the All-Star team, but now the reserves. This has always been a heated debate. Do you try to help out some of the teams like Orlando and Sacramento having good seasons to get some of deserving All-Stars in this All-Star game? Like Orlando, I think Paolo Banchero is deserving of an All-Star appearance. I think Sacramento, De'Aaron Fox, should be getting a reserve spot. I do think over in the East, Jalen Brunson makes the All-Star team for the New York Knicks. I do feel that Donovan Mitchell makes it for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Tyrese Maxey probably going to make it for the Philadelphia 76ers. Maybe Jimmy Butler makes it for Miami. That shuts out Trae Young. If Trae Young does not make the All-Star team as a reserve, it is a travesty. But we might get an extra spot because of the injury to Joel Embiid. It's looking like the Boston Celtics are probably going to have three players make it to the All-Star team. They already got Jason Tatum, who got voted in. Jaylen Brown, Derek White, maybe Kristaps Porzingis. Some of those players might make it to the All-Star team. Over in the Western Conference, I mean, if Steph Curry, the year he's having, if he gets left out of the All-Star team, I don't know what to expect. But I think that Steph Curry gets invited as a reserve to the All-Star game. This could also be the year of stars. Maybe they want to see Victor Wembanyama in this All-Star game. He might go as a reserve out of the West. I do think that Steph Curry makes it to the All-Star team. Anthony Edwards, well deserving of an All-Star appearance. Kawhi Leonard, probably going to make it to the All-Star team. More likely Anthony Davis, possibly Devin Booker for the Phoenix Suns. But that means that there's going to be some players that are going to be shut out of making it to the All-Star team that is well-deserving. I think that Domantas Sabonis is going to get snubbed from an All-Star appearance. Possibly Paul George, and then Alperen Sengun from Houston is going to get snubbed, and Jalen Williams from OKC is probably not going to make the All-Star team. There's always that debate of well-deserving All-Star players and players that don't get invited to the All-Star game, which will take place in Indianapolis on February the 18th. We got the Senior Bowl coming up this Saturday in Mobile, Alabama, and this is a very intriguing matchup. Some of the quarterbacks that are going to be featured are Sam Hartman from Notre Dame, Joe Milton of Tennessee, Bo Nix from Oregon. Some of the running backs are going to be featured, Ray Davis from Kentucky, Cody Schrader from Missouri, Jalen Wright from Tennessee. And we got some local players to Georgia that are going to be in the Senior Bowl. Ladd McConkey, he is going to be featured in the Senior Bowl. And local standout former Troup County Tiger Jamari Thrash from Louisville is also going to be featured. And this is just fun. There's not a whole lot of sporting events happening this weekend. And so it's just nice to just sit back and watch the Senior Bowl and get to see these college players play at the next level. And a lot of NFL scouts, this is really going to be featured, and to see if these college players can play at the next level. Also, don't forget, on Wednesday is National Signing Day, and it seemed to lose its lackluster because we have the early signing period in December. But National Signing Day is still a very incredible moment, especially for these high school student athletes that get to have a ceremony and choose which school they plan on signing their letter of intent. So I'm excited about that. There's a lot of stuff going on as we gear up for the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. We have plenty of time to talk about the matchup between the 49ers and the Chiefs. I really had a lot of fun on this show. I can't believe that 2 years ago, yesterday, it was my first episode on WQEE. Now, back then, it was at 5 o'clock. It was from 5 to 5:30. I was on right before Bryce Kuhn. And that evolved to an hour-long show, which I love doing an hour show. I can give you as much content as you need because I love talking about sports. But it has been fun, and I hope to be at WQEE for years to come. And I just appreciate the station manager, Ryan O'Neill, for giving me this opportunity to fulfill a lifelong dream that I was doing back in college. I started doing broadcasting in 1999. I took a long break, and 4 years ago, I got my big break when I was a guest host on 95.7 ESPN Radio in Columbus, and then being the public address announcer for Russell County, which led to the voice of the Columbus Rapids, and then the Lions, and then high school football, and then doing not only a sports talk radio show 5 days a week here on WQEE, but doing a show twice a week with Thrift Barringer on the Georgia-Alabama Sports Live Show. It really has been a blessing, and I truly thank everybody who has supported me this entire time. Thanks again. Well, we just flown by this show. I can't believe I went the full hour without a guest, talking about sports, giving you the content that you like to hear. But our time has reached its course, and we are out of time. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. Stay tuned for Braves Country Radio with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. He is coming up next. I hope that you're able to have a great rest of your day. Be safe out there. We'll see you next time. Enjoy your day, everybody.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
When you really need something to get you through a long graduation ceremony, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bursting Crawlers, the worms' soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors will give everyone a reason to celebrate. So when you want to notch the festivities up a couple degrees, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way for everyone to celebrate. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way.
This is Austin Black, and I am the host of Behind the Tunes. Have you ever wondered about the stories behind your favorite songs and the journeys of those that sing them? Each week, we invite you to go behind the tunes and step into the stories behind your favorite Christian artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
Hey everybody, this is Andy Crispin. Join me this week for worship as I play 2 hours of the best in modern worship music from churches and worship leaders around the world. And this week, my special guest is Blake Goss of New Spring Worship.
See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. I'm making ways in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. For us, that scripture came alive because he did a new thing actually in an old place.
You don't want to miss a moment of this week's worship with me, your host, Andy Crispin.
WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, home of Southern Sports and Talk, Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
The Baxters have a new first book. From number one New York Times best-selling novelist Karen Kingsbury, author of life-changing fiction, comes The Baxters, a prequel. The heart-pounding story of Carrie Baxter's wedding. Amidst family tension and the worst storm Bloomington, Indiana has seen in a decade. The Baxters, by America's favorite inspirational storyteller, Karen Kingsbury. Visit KarenKingsbury.com for more information. The Baxters, available now wherever books are sold.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Calvary Sonoy Fellowship is an expository Bible teaching church where we study the Word of God line by line and we apply it life by life. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on WQEE and we look forward to having you join us. Our church offices are located in Sonoy, Georgia, 6855 East Highway 16, Suite 102, Sonoy, Georgia. If you'd like to call us, our number is 770-755-8243. Or you can reach me, I'm Pastor Bob, at bob@calvarysonoy.org. S-E-N-O-I-A. You also can go to our website at www.calvarysonoy.org. You can reach our YouTube channel there as well as our Facebook page. Join us at 10 o'clock right here on WQEE.
You've been listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You can catch an episode daily on WQEE 99.1 FM The Key Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is a podcast that covers local sports to the Chattahoochee Valley. If you would like to catch a replay of the show, you can download an episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.